This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 362 for Friday, April 25th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures continue higher on Friday afternoon, extending the oilseeds rally to a fourth session. At the final settlement, the July canola contract gains $4.40 at $701.80 per ton. New crop November climbs $3.30 at $660.40 per ton. Tightening canola supplies remain the primary factor for the price increases. The Canadian Grain Commission reports year-to-date canola exports now exceed 7.5 million tons. That's the same amount Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada projected for all of 2024-25, but there are still 15 weeks left in the marketing year. An analyst believes AAFC could go negative on its feed waste and dockage estimate until Stat Canada revises its production figure. However, that isn't likely until September at the earliest. Meanwhile, support for canola from the comparable oils is mixed. There are gains in Malaysian palm oil and Chicago soy meal. However, there are declines in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, plus most European rapeseed contracts. Crude oil is bumping up, lending some support to the vegetable oils. The Canadian dollar is virtually unchanged on Friday afternoon, with the loonie at 72.12 U.S. cents. Chicago soy oil spiked yesterday based on the belief the trade is becoming more confident in an increase to the biofuel mandate by the United States government. However, the Trump administration will have the final say. There's still confusion over trade talks between China and the U.S. While China remains adamant none have or are taking place, President Donald Trump continues to claim negotiations are ongoing, but he won't provide any details. That said, China is offering relief to some of its tariffs on U.S. imports. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are steady to lower on Friday. The July contract sheds 3 cents at $10.59 per bushel. July soy oil loses about a quarter cent at 49.81 cents per pound. July soy meal adds $1.80 at $298.50 per short ton. Also in Chicago, July corn adds 1.5 cents at $4.85.5 per bushel. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, as Chicago July tacks on a half cent at $5.45. Kansas City July inches up a quarter cent at $5.51. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July gives up 2 cents at $6.05.5. A reminder that May options expire today and first notice day is Wednesday. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, April 25th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.